Zok the Eilige Mishnah Vayter Masech des Ahalas Perik Yud Mishnah Zayin. In this case, we have a pot made out of cheres that's on the threshold of a house. It's part on the Yaskufa. The Yaskufa is like a step before the house, right by the doorway. This pot is laying part on this Yaskufa and part in the doorway. Zok the Mishnah Hoysa Nesuna Bitzad Hoyaskupa. The bottom of the pot is a little outside of the house, a little into the doorway. She'im tala, if I would lift it straight up, hinagas b'mashkaif is going to touch. Mashkaif is the part that's on top of the doorway. Paiseach tefach. What does this mean? This pot is wide at the bottom and narrow on the top. Like an upside down ice cream cone. Except that the opening would be at the bottom of the ice cream cone. I just want to give you the idea of the shape. Because it's wide at the bottom and open at the top, you have the possibility, and indeed that's the case in our Mishnah, where even though this pot is sitting in the doorway, if I were to take a string and go straight up and measure it, or a laser light and go straight up and measure it, the entire opening of the pot on top would be to the outside of the doorway. In other words, if I went to the roof and I looked down, I would see the entire opening to the pot. But because the pot is narrow on the top and wider as it gets to the bottom, you actually have a whole area of a tefach that's inside the house, but none of the opening of the house. So once again, let's see the words of the Mishnah inside. Masechtas Yud, Perek Zayin. Hoysa Nesuna Bitzad Hayiskufa. The pot is on the side of this like step in front of the house, in the doorway. And it is situated in such a way, she'im tala, he were I to lift it, what would happen? Nagas b'mashkef, it would touch the top of the doorway, peseach tefach, by a whole tefach. If I lifted this pot and held it all the way up, although the whole opening would still be on the outside of the house, but you would have, because it is wider at the bottom, an area of a tefach inside the house. That being the case, Zok the Mishnah, Tumah tachtav, if there is Tumah underneath this pot. Now the pot is sitting on the floor. I'm not actually lifting it, I'm just imagining if I would lift it. So if there is Tumah tachtav, Tumah underneath the pot, or besaycha, or inside the pot, Oyal Gaba, or let's say there is Tumah hanging on top of the pot, the din is Tumah baikas v'oila, the Tumah will break through and go straight up, and be metama anything in its path straight up. And for that matter, baikas v'yadadis, anything straight down would become tummy, but it does not go off to the side. Case number two in the Mishnah. Hoysa gavayim in aretz tefach. The pot is off the ground by a tefach or more. So the din is Tumah tachtav, there is Tumah underneath the pot. Then tachta, whatever, is underneath. V'abayis, as well as the kelim of the house, tummy are tummy. Kelim that are found underneath the pot or in the house would become tummy. Being that the pot is situated off the ground by a tefach, so that whole area underneath becomes its own oil. And being that a tefach of this oil, I try to imagine you're underneath the pot and looking up, that's your oil. And a tefach of that oil, a tefach of that roof you would see, which is the bottom of the pot, goes into the house. Therefore, it connects with the oil of the house. It's all considered one oil. And the mela, any keli that would be underneath, or for that matter, in the house, would become tameh. However, zok the Mishnah, vaita, toicha, but with this pot that's off the ground by a tefach, what's inside the pot? The gaba and what's on top, tar. The pot is going to save it. The pot will block the tumah. And this is going to work the same way it worked in the previous Mishnah. Once it has the oil, we apply good asik. And I view it as if the pot goes all the way up until the top of the doorway. And being that it's a tar de kekeli that works together with the wall or a roof, it has the power to block tumah. And that's the reason the kelim inside or the kelim on top do not become tameh. However, says the Mishnah Vayter, Bisoicha, if the tum is inside the pot, oyal gaba, or suspended above the pot, hakel tummy, then everything is tummy. That's because this tumma that's in the pot, or on top of the pot, is in a cut all the way down straight. The pot becomes tummy, because the tumma is inside, or on top of it. And being that it's higher than a tefach, the tumma that cuts down is going to go into the oil area, which is a tefach underneath. And from there it goes into the house, because as explained, being that a tefach of this kedera, the side tefach, goes into the house, and we're talking about the area underneath, so it all becomes one oil. The reason in this case, the kedera does not work to block the tumma, is because the kedera itself becomes tame from the tumma that's inside, or on top of it. It can no longer work together with the walls of the house. I can no longer apply good asik. That's how it works. So once the pot becomes tummy, it doesn't block the tummy. It doesn't block the tummy goes underneath the oil. It goes underneath the oil, connects with the oil in the house. And that's the reason that if besaicha, if the tummy is inside, el gaba, or in top, hakol tummy, it's all tummy. Now, here's the next case in the Mishnah. I believe this is the third case. If this pot, that's a tefach off the ground, and is lying here in the doorway, is a little bit more toward the outside, in other words, Sheim tal, if you would theoretically lift the pot, ein anagas bashkoif peseach tefach, you would not have, at the point where you hit the top of the doorway, you're not going to have a tefach protruding into the house. Oy or midubekas bashkoif. In other words, it's not under the top of the doorway at all. If I were to lift it, I would be totally on the outside of the top part of the door. Any part that's under the doorway is less than a tefach. That's basically what we're saying. Then the din would be, tumma tachtev, there's tumma underneath the pot, even though you have a tefach underneath, but ain't tummy ela tachtev, only the kelim underneath the pot would become tummy. That's its own oil. So the tumma would spread to any area underneath the pot. But because you don't have a tefach of the pot that goes into the house, there's no connection between this oil underneath the pot with the oil of the house. So memela, the kelim in the house, stay tar. As far as the kelim that would be in the pot or on top, they also do not become tame, because this pot is going to block the tumma from coming up. And here too, I would use the formula of good asik where it connects. I assume if it would come up straight, it would connect with the outside of a door frame. And where the pot is tar, and you can do good asik, and it connects with the wall of the oil, it becomes a chatzitza to block the tum. Okay, let's review the three cases in our Mishnah. We have a pot on the threshold of a house, but it's there in such a way that if I would lift it, because it's wide at the bottom and narrow on the top, I have a situation where the whole opening is going to be outside of the doorway, toward the outside, but a tefach of the pot itself, because as you go down, it gets wider at the bottom, will be in the house. So in case number one, where the pot was laying on the floor, whether the tumma is underneath it, inside or on top, the tumma goes straight up and straight down. There's no oil here to spread the tumma to the side. However, if it was off the ground by a tefach, that would be the second case in the Mishnah. And if you have tumma underneath, any keli underneath the pot, as well as any keli in the house, becomes tummy, being that this pot protrudes a tefach into the house. So if you're under the pot, that oil connects into the oil of the house, because a tefach of it goes into the house. And the mele, it all becomes one oil. But tumma that would be inside or on top would be tahar, being that the pot itself does not become tameh, it connects with the top, as if you can move it up, and that blocks the tumma, effectively blocks the tumma from coming up. However, if the tumma was inside the pot or on top of the pot, everything becomes tameh, because what happens is the tumma goes straight up and straight down. It goes straight down, it's Matama the pot. Then it continues to go straight down, and it's Matama the area underneath the pot, which is in oil. And that connects to the inside of the house, so everything becomes tummy. Once the pot is tummy, I can no longer use this formula of good asik and say it connects with the walls or the roof to act as a chatzitza. Third case in the Mishnah was that the pot is situated a little bit more toward the outside of the house, and therefore if you would bring it up, either you would not have a tefach into the house, or it mamish connects with the side of the mashke, which is the top of the doorway. It doesn't go into the house at all. So no part of the pot is inside the house. Then we would say, even though there's tumah underneath, true, it's raised the tefach, so that is its own oil, but only the underneath would be tameh. It would not connect with the tumah in the house.